Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. A few days ago, we started part one of this little two-part mini-series called Fate is a Terrible Writer. And the place that I heard that phrase originally from was from author Donald Miller, where he talked about the idea that so many of us, and myself included, find ourselves in seasons where we're playing just this passenger role in our life, and we forget that God's actually called us to take more action. So what do you do? How do you become more involved in partnering with God in the story of your life? Well, last time we said two things. We said, number one, find a way to put your gifts to work. You've got a gift. You've got something you're meant to do, and so you'll never be more fulfilled than when you're putting your gift to work. The second thing that we said is that we need to stand up to our fear. Paul told Timothy that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. And oftentimes, the thing that we fear the most is the area that we're trusting God the least. A third piece is for us to be willing to suffer for the gospel. Paul says in 2 Timothy 1, verse 8, he says, "Join me in suffering for the gospel." Now, a lot of people suffer, but sometimes we suffer from what I would call self-inflicted wounds. We walk into something that we never should have. But Paul was saying, man, I am suffering for the gospel. I'm locked up. I'm in jail for doing the right thing. And so he says, join me in that. And right now around the world, whether you realize it or not, there are so many millions of people that are suffering for the gospel. So for us to be able to join them and to care for them and to walk with them. And the last thing I'll say in this little two-parter is that we should trust God with the results. We should trust God with the results. He says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, he says, "Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and I'm convinced that he is able to guard what I've entrusted to him to that day." I love that Paul's sense of security wasn't in himself. It wasn't in his circumstances. It wasn't in his own ability. It was in God. He knew that his life was in God's hands, and so he trusted God to take care of him. And so I want to encourage you today, whatever that thing you're wrestling with, whatever that thing that is front of you, would you surrender that to him? That even in the midst of uncertainty, when we face the future not knowing what's going to happen, we can still face it with confidence, that God is still in control, that our lives are in his hand. Until the day that we see him face to face, we can live lives that are bold and courageous and faithful. We don't need to put our lives on hold while we wait to see what happens next. Instead, we move forward, we put our gifts to work, we stand up to our fears, we reach out to those who are suffering, and we trust God to take care of us. And in the middle of that, we say so long to fate, and we allow God to be the author in our life. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.